Welcome back to the Press Box on a wonderful Saturday, a June Saturday in the Commonwealth, and my great friend, Dave Buzzy Baker, back for our weekly preview. Buzzy.
Mr. McLean, great to talk to you again. We'll talk here in just a moment about all things racing. But first, let us remind folks that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Of course, everything that you need to know about racing in America, certainly here in the Commonwealth, you can find it here on our Facebook page at thepressboxlts.com. And please tell your friends and spread the word and go check it out, because some amazing things that we have seen in the last few weeks about the progress being made on the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. You can see those and get information about how you can become involved in the Thoroughbred Society as well. And it's all right there. But, Mr. McLean, first things first, and let's talk about Churchill Downs on this Saturday. Beautiful, beautiful day. And, of course, you've got an 11-race card today. First post at 1. The last race on that card will go off at 6:22, and it will feature Grade 1 winning turf specialist Arklow, who is the 8-5 morning line favorite in the $100,000 Louisville presented by Longines.
Yep, you know, Buzzy, Arklow's back home. You know, I say back home. This is kind of where Brad Cox makes his home, being a Louisville native. And, you know, a lot of things different about 2020. Not a lot of good things to speak of, so to speak. But we are going to have a better half of 2020 than we've experienced so far in 2020. But some things never change. Brad Cox being home. Out of the first 47 horses he's raced here at the spring-summer meet, the abbreviated spring-summer meet, he's won 23%. I know he had another winner on Friday. So Brad Cox feeling right at home in his native town of Louisville. And Arklow is a pupil of Brad Cox. This horse, as you said, a Grade 1 winner. He won the Turf Classic up at Belmont last October. And that was a win-and-you're-in race for the Breeders' Cup. He did fare well in the Breeders' Cup Turf Classic, but that's one of the world's best turf races of the year. So I can give him a pass on that one. He's back here at home. Like I said, he's 1-for-3 in his career at Churchill Downs and works very formidable in this particular spot, Buzzy.
And I believe he's coming off like a fifth-place finish in the Pegasus World Cup in January. And then, as you said, everything has just been different in the world of racing ever since then.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's going to go a mile and a half, which I think is kind of his distance here today, Buzzy. When he won the big race up at Belmont, he was going that distance of ground. In 7 tries over a mile and a half, he's got 2 wins, 2 seconds, and against some of the best. You know, the Breeders' Cup and the Pegasus World Cup, he wasn't able to get an early footing. And if you look at his PPs, he runs his best race when he's not that far behind. He's kind of in a stalking position. The last 2 weeks, found himself really too far behind the pressing, man, too much to do in the final furlong. I think he'll be much more forwardly placed today, Buzzy. He gets back from Rajaroo, who was his regular rider up until that Belmont race when he got Junior Alvarado that particular day. But Florent Giroux is very familiar with this horse. I think they're going to be awfully tough, kind of laying in that stalking position. But this is a really good race, Buzzy. I mean, it's a Grade 3 race, but there's a lot of good horses in here. You know, you've got, like, just like, for example, the one horse is 20-1 shipping in from Ireland, going to make his North American debut. You know, a lot of those horses do well in chipping in. And, you know, there's some other horses in here. I've got my eye on one other that could be a big, big upset.
Okay, so the question is, my friend, how do you play it?
Well, I'm gonna take it this way, Buzzy. I'm going to take Arklow, and he's going to be awfully tough to beat. But I'm going to wheel him on top and on bottom. I'm going to take the all button and wheel it over Arklow. And then I'm going to take Arklow and put him over a couple of really nice long shots. And there's one in here that I really think may be very interesting. Rise the Guy. Number 1 out of 11 hole. trained by Ian Wilkes, going to get Chris Landeros. He's only raced here one time. He had a win at Churchill. That win came in last June in Lowry's company. He's had some issues, traffic issues of late. I really think in a mile and a half, Chris Landeros let him settle just a little bit. And I think this horse may surprise. He's coming off a big workout here on June the 9th. Rise the Guy is 20-1 in the morning line. I'm going to use Rise the Guy. I'm also going to use a horse coming, going to be making his 2020 debut at 15-1 by the name of Fearsome, trained by Cyril Murphy, coming out of Woodbine. This horse has been overseas as well. Has only made two starts in North America, but none in the United States to date. I'm going to use those two, and then I'm going to throw in my biggest long shot.
Come on.
With that group called Golden Dragon, a horse trained by Mike Maker. Mike Maker does well with horses. He just got this horse three starts ago, and 30-1. I'm going to use those three underneath. Rise the Guy, I'm kind of very interested in. Fearsome at 15-1, and then Golden Dragon at 30-1 underneath and over top of Arklow. Arklow, I think, is going to be a prohibitive favorite and the one to beat, but maybe, just maybe, we come up with a long shot.
Okay. Now, folks, what does that tell you? That means there's a lot of live horses in this field. And, of course, you can get Gene's picks for the entire Churchill card right here on our Facebook page or at the site, thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. I look forward to seeing you soon. We've got the drapes up in the LTS.
Yes!
Furniture coming this week. The couch, you know how you and I always like a good couch on a Saturday afternoon. They're going to be in place this week. I got to have you down. I got to have that picture of Buzz
Let's go.
In the LTS.